welcome to our Christmas cantata evening, Celebrate the Savior. We're going to start by singing. If you take your hymn books and stand with me, please turn to number 303, 303, Angels We've Heard on High, sweetly singing o'er the plains. 303 on the first verse. Sing it out now.
Angels we have heard.
Sing the last verse in a moment, but before we do, I want to give you a chance to greet those around you tonight. Shake their hands while the instruments play through that. Singing tonight. Thank you so much. You may be seated.
Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. We just have a few things that we want to go over very quickly with our announcements. And I want to thank all our first-time visitors for being here. And if you are a first-timer, we'd love to get a record of your visit. Our ushers are going to be coming down the aisles. If you'd hold your hand up where they could tell who you are, they'll give you that card. If you'd fill it out for us and drop it in the offering plate, that'd be a help to us. Thank you again for being here. The floral arrangement here, if you weren't in the auditorium this morning, we want to make sure that you know that this is donated by David and Jenny Yeager in memory of their daughter, Jody Summers, who passed away about 10 years ago today. And so we want to thank them very much and be in prayer again for all the families who have lost loved ones recently in this holiday season. And then those, again, who, again, each year we know we pray for those that have lost loved ones during the holiday season. Our Christmas cards are in the back. We're not going to be ordering them anymore, and so there's no more order forms, but there are several packets of what we have already printed that if you said, I just procrastinated ordering them, well, you can just go back and buy the packets that are left back there. So we brought everything back there, so if you want to drop off $5, you can take a pack of Christmas cards with you, and that'll help us by getting rid of all that we had left over from our printing time. And so if it will help you, it will help us, and so you can go right back there and take care of that. Upcoming this week, and we appreciate everyone's at our cantata tonight, we have upcoming other things at our Christian school this week, Tuesday night, December the 19th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. There'll be a Christmas program, then something to follow in the fellowship hall. That'll be cookies and hot chocolate and things like that you can purchase that will be going towards our senior trip.
That's free.
They're free?
Hot chocolate and cookies.
Okay, they're free, and then they get
to... There's other things they can purchase.
Okay, all right, so I appreciate you... That'll get people over there. Okay, so free hot chocolate and cookies, and then other things to purchase over there. But we do want you to come out at 7 p.m. this Tuesday night for the Christmas program put on by our Christian school. And then next Sunday, if you'll come out, we'd love to have you for the a.m. service. I know a lot of churches, if you're visiting with us, are not having a service on Christmas Eve. And so we'd love to have you. We're having our first annual Children's Christmas program. And so we've been practicing for that, and we're hoping that'll be a blessing in our church. I ask you again to pray for our parents of our bus kids and those that maybe haven't attended here before, but they would come in to watch their children during the Christmas program. So be in prayer for that. As we turn our attention to our prayer list, I do want to mention that we were given a new one that we want to give, and it is Yvette here, Bennett, and she's out in California. This is Miss Judy Grafton's niece, and she needs prayer. It looks like she's having a bout with meningitis and had upcoming MRI. So continue to pray there, if you would, for her. Put her on the prayer list. And then Miss Sharon Seawright, this Tuesday upcoming, she'll be having an outpatient surgery, and want your prayers there. Brother Randy Short, continue to pray for him. He has upcoming tests. And just pray for him. He's not doing well at all, and we want you to pray for him, that for strength and healing. And then others, Joe Pasola, David Acree, Cecilia Castro-Hayes, Randolph Butler made it out of the hospital, as we said this morning. And then remember all these families in prayer that have lost loved ones recently, the Roberts family, Crabtree, Sawyer, and the Sexton family. Brother Clarence Sexton went home to be with the Lord last week, and his funeral services, if you had not heard, will be this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Let's stand to our feet. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and I'll ask you to remain standing as we take the offering, and then after the offering's passed, Brother Bert will give you the signal to be able to be seated. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for these that have come. Lord, I pray that you'd be with those that tonight will sing for your honor and glory, those that will do the different parts of this story tonight, Lord, as they work through this. And Lord, I pray that you give them clarity of mind and of speech to be able to present the gospel of Jesus Christ through the story here tonight. And God, I pray that you'd be with the offering. I pray you'd bless our church with it, Lord. I thank you for all that you've allowed us to do, and that as we finish a year and we think about this, a year coming, Lord, help us to look forward to a brand new year to be able to serve you in, but help us to finish this year strong. I pray for the missions goal, Lord, as we approach it. I pray that you'd help us to hit that. I pray tonight that you'd be with everything that's done, that it be to the honor and glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it. Amen.
So much, you may be seated. And now at this time, celebrate the Savior.
Christmas Day, on Christmas Day, let tidings to
Christmas is a marvelous season. Did you know it was one of the highest celebratory times of the year for a Christian? A special day set apart to reflect and celebrate the person, the work of Jesus Christ. This is my first Christmas as a Christian, so it's extra special good time for me. Like most of you, I have big plans for the holiday. I'm on my way to visit my daughter Diane and her children all the way in snowy Colorado. Over the last few years, since my wife died, it's been difficult to get the family together. Excuses, long distances, and busyness let time slip by. But a major health issue recently put things in perspective for me, so here I am, flying halfway across the country to surprise Diane for Christmas. Now, if I can just find that coffee shop. Aha! This must be the place.
Welcome to the Daily Grind. My mom will be right with you. Mom, another customer. I forgot to lock the door when we closed again.
Whew, man, such fast talking. I'm not technically a customer.
Grandpa Joe, what are you doing here?
I'm here for Christmas, of course. And anyway, is that the way to talk to your grandfather?
I haven't seen you in forever. I'm so glad you came. We are going to have a real family Christmas.
Well, that's the plan anyway.
You came for my favorite holiday. Christmas is just wonderful.
It's definitely full of wonder, darling. Especially through a child's eyes.
Was Christmas as wonderful way back when you were a kid?
Yes, it was. I imagine it's been that way ever since the very first Christmas.
When was that again?
Oh, dear. We have lots of work ahead of us, don't we? You should know the answer to that, Miss Avery. The very first Christmas was the birth of Jesus.
Certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay.
As I was saying, the very first Christmas was when Jesus was born.
I knew that. I just forgot.
Where's the rest of the family anyway?
Mom's in the back roasting beans, and Gareth is probably out skiing somewhere. All he ever does is ski.
Well, it runs in our blood.
He was supposed to help me decorate the shop for Christmas, but I knew he wouldn't show up. Now I have to do all the work myself.
Well, it looks like I arrived just in time. What can I do to help you?
Will you really help me? You can do all the tall stuff I can't reach. But first, you can take this box and put it over there. We don't need it.
What is in here?
It's old junk my mom found in the attic.
This isn't junk. These decorations belong to your grandmother. I wonder how your mom ended up with them.
Sorry, I do kind of like the angels in the nativity. But watch out, the holly branches still have thorns.
We have so many memories with this old junk. Avery, did you know each of these decorations symbolizes something and has a deeper meaning?
Because it reminds you of a different part of the Christmas story?
Exactly. I didn't pay attention to it in the past, but it holds a lot of meaning for me now.
I never thought of decorations like that. It makes holidays seem more important.
Holidays are very important. Did you know God created holidays?
Really?
Absolutely. In the Bible, He ordained several different holy days for His people to celebrate. Each one had different observances, traditions, and even decorations to remind them of something God had done or He was going to promise to do in the future.
I don't think I'll ever look at that box of Christmas decorations the same way again.
I think that's the point. When I see these, they cause me to reflect on God and worship Him.
Oh,
Avery, come help me bag the beans.
There she is.
Dad?
Let me help you with those cups.
What are you doing here?
Surprise! Merry Christmas!
Oh, it's a nice surprise, but definitely an unexpected one.
I hope I'm not intruding, but I wanted us all to be together for Christmas.
No, it's fine. Really, it's nice.
Grandpa's helping me decorate the shop.
Dad, why didn't you call?
It was a last-second decision, and I didn't want to stress you out with all the planning and getting ready for me.
I just wish I could have warned you that things are really busy here at the shop right now, with all the tourists and everything in town. I don't know how much free time I'm going to have this week.
I completely understand. We can save our celebration until you are off on Christmas Day.
Well, that's what I mean. I would have told you if you called. I'm not sure I can close the shop for the holiday. Things have been very difficult this year.
You can't even get a rest on Christmas Day? You know what? I'll be just fine either way.
I just don't want you to be disappointed.
Well, I am.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner?
Who's this man here? This can't be Garrett.
Grandpa Joe, Mom didn't tell me you were coming.
Mom didn't know.
Will you go to the slopes with me?
I possibly could.
You can give me some pointers, like you used to with Mom.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm getting really good.
He thinks he's going to be in the Olympics like Mom.
I am going to be in the Olympics, Squirt, especially if I had a trainer like you, Grandpa Joe.
No, Garrett. Grandpa didn't come here to coach skiing.
But he was your coach.
That's enough. It's not happening.
Fine.
That was awkward.
Avery, not now. Garrett, come talk to me in the back.
Someone's in trouble. Hey, Grandpa, did you bring us any gifts for Christmas?
Well, you get right to the point, don't you?
Technically, you did miss last year, so you can even get us two.
Two?
But no pressure. We don't expect it.
You're so much like your grandmother. I did, in fact, bring you some gifts, though.
Do you have them with you?
Now, hold on. You at least have to wait till Christmas.
Okay, fine. I need something for Garrett, too. Definitely ski-related.
Definitely.
I think giving gifts is my favorite Christmas tradition. Is that in the Bible, too?
Most people think of gifts, of the gifts of the Magi during the Christmas story.
You mean the three wise men? I knew that one.
Exactly. The wise men traveled a great distance following a star to see and worship Jesus. They gave him precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And each of those gifts symbolized something about Jesus and what he would do.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to help myself be useful. Well, besides, if I help you with the workload, maybe you'll be able to take some time off for Christmas.
I appreciate it, Dad, but I'm just not up for a big Christmas celebration right now. The holiday rush at the resorts this year has been so overwhelming, and it's just not a good time.
We could at least have Christmas dinner.
I don't know.
We have to eat.
Let me handle it. I'll even do the cooking.
Oh boy, that means it'll taste good.
What's that supposed to mean? And stop hiding under the counter.
Mom, can we please have a special Christmas dinner? I'll help Grandpa too, please.
Fine. I'll close the shop early and we can try to have a nice family dinner. But I really don't understand why the meal is such a big deal.
Because God loves feasts.
What?
Grandpa Joe has been explaining to me how God loves holidays.
He has he?
And almost all the holidays or holy days that God made for his people are feasts. Didn't Grandpa teach you that when you were my age?
No, he didn't. Is that why this meal is so important to you this year? Because of your new religious involvement?
There are a number of reasons it's important to me this year.
So why would God make eating a central part of holiday celebrations?
It symbolizes God's provision, blessings, and goodness. Gathering around the table as a family represents the fellowship and belonging we share as a family of God.
But the food is only one part.
Yes, each holiday is also a day of rest and includes celebrations, prayers, worship, all kinds of. All this reminds me of who God is and helps us feel his presence in our lives. It is a foretaste of heaven.
That sounds lovely.
In his presence is joy and fellowship and abundance. In his presence is rest.
Famished and weary, soul of the world, come to his table, come to the Lord. Cast down your burdens, rest at his side, taste of his goodness, heal and revive. In his presence is rest, at his side all are blessed, rich abundance and faith.
Mom, you'll never guess what Connor scored for us.
What?
Free lift tickets for Eagle Top.
Wow, how do you get those?
His dad's work. They are for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
But Garrett, that's hours away. You will be gone the whole weekend.
Yeah, but this is a big deal. It's not like I'm really missing anything here.
I don't know.
Come on, Garrett. It's Christmas. We're hoping you spend it as a family.
I guess it wouldn't be the first Christmas ruined by skiing.
Just think about it, Mom. I have to go, but I need to let him know ASAP.
Surely he can go another time. You should remind him that the holidays are for family.
Really, Dad? I don't remember that being a priority when I was growing up.
Oh, Diane, I know that. And it's one of my biggest regrets. I was so focused on helping you with your career that things got out of perspective. Part of the reason why I wanted to come here was to apologize to you.
It's fine, Dad. Don't beat yourself up about it.
But I do owe you an apology, and I want to make all of that right.
It's fine.
Grandpa, I'm really confused. I looked up the biblical feast, and they forgot Christmas. They have Passover, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Trumpets Day of Atonement, Tabernacles, but no Christmas. How could they forget Christmas?
They didn't forget Christmas. It just hadn't happened yet.
When did you become such a Bible scholar?
A lot changed for me since I accepted Christ as my Savior.
But Grandpa, when did everyone start celebrating Christmas?
The seven Bible feasts that you mentioned were all laid out in the Old Testament. Some of the feasts commemorized historical events like God bringing the children of Israel out of captivity in Egypt. Others, like the Day of Atonement, had specific spiritual significances for God's people.
Still waiting on Christmas.
All of them pointed to the coming Messiah. Christmas is when he came.
And why is he called the Messiah again?
Because he is the anointed one, the deliverer, the Savior.
And he is saving us from...
our sin. He died on the cross and took our penalty. And then he rose from the dead and promised that whosoever believes in him can have eternal life.
Wow.
That sounds pretty unbelievable.
Well, Grandpa believes it.
I do. After the death and resurrection of Jesus, Christians began celebrating days like Christmas and Resurrection Day to commemorate his work. Each generation uses these days to teach the younger generations the story of the Messiah.
And they use the same traditions from the biblical feast: food, family, music, and even decorations.
Precisely. Each of these holidays is a time to teach the story of Jesus to those around us.
I get it, but I don't need a parenting lecture.
I just wanted to help. I've learned and I've grown so much over this past year. I just don't want you to make the same mistakes with your kids as I made.
Mistakes? So my parenting is just a bunch of mistakes?
That's not what I meant, Diane.
Look, Dad, I'm glad you found this peace in your new religious experience that you had. But I'm not going to live my life to make you happy. I tried that before, and I was pretty miserable. I can't handle the extra pressure right now.
I didn't mean to add pressure on you.
I know, but this was a mistake. It's great to have you here, Dad, but I changed my mind. You and Avery can go get dinner somewhere for Christmas, like a grandpa-granddaughter type of date. But I'm going to keep the shop open, and I'm going to let Garrett go skiing if he really wants to. And I hope I didn't let you down too much again.
You didn't, honey. I'm content just to see you.
I have to go finish inventory.
Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, you just help me to make the right decisions here. Lord, give me wisdom on what to say to them. Help me to have the right words, Lord.
Are you talking to God?
Oh, you startled me. Yes, I've been making quite a habit of that lately.
Did you and Mom have an argument?
Well, not exactly. Just more of a misunderstanding.
I'm glad that's all. I saw her crying over the coffee supplies, and I thought the shop was closing.
No, no, nothing like that. We just have a few things we need to work out.
Does it involve skiing? Is that why she doesn't ski anymore? I found pictures of you together at the Olympics, stuffed in a box with her bronze medal. She would barely talk about it.
Unfortunately, I'm to blame for that. Your mother had an incredible talent for skiing, and I saw it right away. Skiing in the Olympics had always been my dream, but I missed the mark. I knew that she could go all the way.
I want to do the same thing. It's a family tradition.
That it is, my son. I became obsessed and pushed her too hard. One day, after a particularly grueling practice session, she fell. That one terrible injury ended her career.
She never told me any of that. It explains a lot.
Your mother has had to face many difficulties and trials.
I know, especially losing Dad and Grandma so close together.
Those were the darkest of the days.
Is that why you came this year? To help her feel better for the holidays?
I'm here because God led me. I believe He wants me to share the miracle and joy of Christmas with each of you. I have only recently discovered it myself.
But don't you find it hard to celebrate and be happy on holidays without Grandma? I know Mom does.
The holidays flood me with many happy and painful memories. But the more I reflect, the more I retract the goodness of God.
What do you mean?
Well, Christmas reminds me of what He did in the past, prophecies fulfilled, miracles that actually happened, and promises He made and kept. And any despair I may feel is replaced with hope and joy when I remember that the God who did all those things is the same God leading me today.
Celebrate again.
Hi, yes, is this Diane Keller?
Yes, that's me.
Hi, this is Dr. Phillips. I'm trying to reach Joe Keller, but I'm having a hard time reaching him. It's rather urgent.
Oh, sorry. He's probably having issues with cell reception. We're in the mountains. He's my dad, but he's not with me right now.
Well, I need to update him on some tests we ran recently. Our office is closed the rest of the week, but I really need to speak with him.
I'm not sure when he'll be back. Is this something that you can only share directly with him?
No, actually. He has you listed as someone with whom I can share his medical information.
He has me listed?
Yes. If you could just tell him that things are looking a little better than the last time we spoke. I received these new test results, and though still terminal, it's looking more like a matter of months, not weeks. I should have never said weeks. That was rather premature. I know it's still hard, but I wanted him to have at least some good news for the holidays.
Hello? Thank you, Doctor. I'll let him know.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family. You're in our prayers.
Dad, why didn't you tell me?
I will never get used to this, all of this snow. That's why I moved to Florida.
Mom, Grandpa took me to find a tree, and we got the best smelling one I could find. I'm going to find the rest of the decorations in the back.
Sorry we were gone so long. She had to smell every tree.
Dad, I changed my mind again. I want to have a big Christmas celebration with you.
You do?
And I'm sorry I've been so cold and mean. I'll close the shop, and we can cook a big dinner and spend the whole weekend together.
How did you find out?
Your doctor called. She said something about new test results that show you have longer than she initially thought. Like months instead of weeks.
Diane,
she thought I knew.
Diane, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I just didn't know how.
No, Dad, I'm sorry. It's funny how you take something for granted until you're threatened with losing it. In just one phone call, I realized how much I love you and I still need you.
I love you too, and I love those kids of yours.
I can't imagine what you're going through, but now I know why you're here. I know why it's so important to celebrate this Christmas. You just want to have a happy Christmas with your family.
But that's not why I'm really here.
What do you mean?
Don't get me wrong. I wanted so badly to spend a wonderful, happy Christmas with all of you. I want a chance to make right all of the past holidays I got wrong. But I'm here for a different reason. I came to tell you about Jesus, about the forgiveness and hope that comes with trusting in him. I know my time is short, and this is the most important thing I can do.
You don't need to worry about me. I'll get things squared away with God at some point. I know I have things to make right. You should be focused on you for the time you have left. You should do things you've always wanted to do before...
Before I die?
I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean for it to sound so bleak.
It's not bleak for me at all. My future is heaven. I'm seeing your mom again and truly being at peace and rest. I have joy because Jesus died on the cross to pay for my sins. And you know, I had plenty. I have hope for eternal life because he rose again and conquered death.
I'm so glad that you have that hope.
You can too. He offers salvation to you. Diane, Jesus came down to earth from heaven and he died for you. He lives today and is waiting for you. Accept him as your savior today, because today is the day of salvation.
You're a different person, Dad. And I see the hope that's in you, and I think I'm ready to accept him too.
Amen.
Once in royal David's city, stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. And his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lowly lived on earth our Savior holy. Shall see him, though his own redeeming love, for that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above. And he leads his children on to a place where he is gone. And standing by, we shall see him but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high.
Dad, I'm going to need your help now. I may even need some coaching.
Well, hopefully that goes better than the last time I coached you. What are you going to need some help with?
I need your help sharing Jesus with my kids.
And we both need God's help for that. But what a privilege we have. One generation declaring his name to the next.
Mom, Grandpa, guess what Garrett said?
No, let me tell him. I decided I am not going to go on the ski trip. I'd rather spend Christmas with all of you.
Are you sure, Garrett?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll have plenty of other chances to go skiing, but I think Christmas should be special.
I agree.
We were out Christmas shopping, and we couldn't figure out what to get Grandpa. Old people are really hard to buy for. I told Garrett staying for Christmas would probably be the best gift he could give. Wasn't I right, Grandpa?
That is a very special gift indeed. And since we are all giving gifts already, Garrett, this one's for you.
Lift passes to Eagle Top? No way.
For a few days after Christmas, I think it's time your old grandpa gave you those pointers you were asking for.
Wait, hold on. I think we should make this a whole family affair.
Really, Mom?
This will be the best Christmas ever.
I think it might be, and you know why? Because I finally know what I'm celebrating.
Do you mean Jesus?
Yes. We have something to celebrate together. Something that brings true fellowship, joy, belonging, and peace. We can celebrate the Savior.
If we can get our guys to turn the lights back on in our building. They did a great job tonight, did they not? And we want everyone to be able to celebrate the joy of Christmas, but not just celebrate it because it's a holiday season or time period where we can all enjoy a Christmas holiday, but more than that, we want to be able to have a time period where we as Christians know that we know that we know that we're saved. And so tonight, I'd ask you to stand to your feet. And if you're here tonight and you do not know Christ as your Savior, yes, sir. You'll stand right here, Brother Nixon. Yes, sir. We're going to have the piano begin to play. And we're going to invite folks to come down and be saved tonight. If you're here and you don't know Christ and you want to be able to celebrate the holiday season by knowing Him, then why don't you step out and make your way down and let us take a Bible and show you how you can know that for sure. Come and die on the cross for our sins. And just like Diane, who found out in that Christmas season that Christmas was more than just gifts, it was more than just being with family, it was more than just a holiday tradition, it's a time to celebrate knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Thank you. Thank you for standing. We'll let you be seated. We have just a few things before we close. Let me say this tonight. If you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior and you'd like to get that settled, we'd be more than happy to take a Bible after the service is over and show you how you can know that for sure. Our choir did a wonderful job, both the choir and the young children. Amen. I think it'd be appropriate if you then give them a hand at this time. Amen.
These people have done a lot of great work under God's will. But, you know, I learned in my 20 years in the Army that a mission cannot be completed well without good leadership. I've been here quite a while. I've been with Mrs. Gotch and Mrs. Johnson for a number of years, and they are just fantastic. They really are. And Brother Scott Boat is a great director. I made him a red flag because he would yell at the piano, "Stop, stop, stop." And every time he did that, he would take us back to the mistake we made. And he'd say, "This is the way it's done. Do it over." And if he didn't, we'd do it over and over. And Brother Bert has been a great leader. And our two musicians have been fantastic. And we thank God for all three of them. Amen.
Amen. He has something for each of them. Amen. All right. At this time, I'd like for you to stand. We're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. We're so thankful for all those that work so hard on this, and they deserve one more hand. Amen. Took hours and hours and hours and lots of practice. We're thankful for all our musicians and everyone that took part tonight. Thank you for being here, and we'd love to have you back. We do this all the time, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Amen. And you're welcome anytime, not just for the cantata. And so we'd love to have you back anytime that you can be here. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your grace. Lord, I thank you again for just the message that was given in song tonight. Lord, the message through the story of Diane coming to Christ. Lord, I thank you for just the opportunity again during this holiday season to witness for you. I pray now if there is one that's in the building that doesn't know Christ as Savior, I pray you'd help them, Lord, to be able to come to someone and ask them if they'd take a Bible and show them how they can know for sure that they're on their way to heaven. We thank you for all you do. Give us safety now as we go home to our families. In Jesus' name, amen.